production opened last week. How's the reception been thus far?
It's terrific. People are really having a good time. And that's the most important thing for me.
So this is kind of like a prequel to your last one-man show. What was the thought process behind that? What made you want to kind of go back to that material?
Well, the original show ran successfully for almost 2 full years and made a lot of money in New York City. It was great. A lot of people always said to me, how'd you get started? Were you always into comedy? Were you always a jokester? Were you always this? And I started thinking about the fact that they really don't know my family from the time I was a kid and the craziness of growing up in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, and that's why I wrote it. But the show is a lot more about just being Italian or Jewish. The show is a lot about the chaos that happens when the doctors you meet who drive you crazy, the airplane trips. It's really a lot of fun, and that's why it's successful. Everybody relates to something in the shows.
How do you think that influenced you comedically, having parents that are Italian and Jewish?
It was great. They both had fabulous sense of humor. My parents were very, very funny people, and quite good characters. I mean, they had their quirks about them, and they had their different backgrounds, and that made a lot of fun. It was good.
Over the years, people have kind of compared your comedy stylings to George Carlin and Billy Crystal and things like that. What do you bring to the table that's different from other one-man shows in New York City?
First of all, there's about 20 or 30 characters that I do in the show. So as a one-man show, I'm doing the voices and the dialects, and I become the characters. That's the number one important thing of the show that makes it so exciting. And that's also really hard because I'm in the process of training other people right now to do my shows around the world, and I have to find somebody with that talent and skill, and it's been terrific. I mean, my father's an old man, he talks like this. My mama talks like this. My sister's a smoker, and you get the idea, and that's what makes it unique, because the people just sit there and they can't believe the sounds and the characters that come onto the stage.
Now, is this something that you feel that you were born with this ability, or is it something that you feel like you've had to really train and really, like, teach yourself how to do?
It's both. I had the skill, the comedy skill, but I listen to people when they talk with accents or dialects or their characters, and I need to hear it because I don't want people to say, yeah, that's a guy trying to sound like an old Italian man. I want them to close their eyes and say, my God, that's an old Italian man. And that's what makes the show really unique and funny.
Okay, what do you think the first voice was that you learned how to do that got you in trouble?
Didn't get me in trouble. I was delivering Chinese. I was 12 years old. I was delivering Chinese food in Brooklyn in the summertime. And I would push the doorbell, and they would say, who is it? And I would say, Chinese delivery. They'd never open the door. So I learned that when they said, who is it? I would go, Hong-tang-lai-hai-wa. And they would go, 10 minutes. So I knew I could make money with my voices.
So did they make faces when they came down and they saw you instead?
Yeah, I would always tell them the guy left.
Is there a voice now that you're working on that you haven't done before in a show?
No, my favorite voices are my sister the smoker, who's a 3-pack-a-day smoker for 50 years.
And she's always like this. But that has nothing to do with the cigarettes, of course.
And my kids' voices, and there's a ton of them. And everybody from the Iraqi cab driver to my Uncle Louie.
What are your goals with this project?
Well, it's happening itself, Patrick. What's happening is there are 3 shows right now. There's the original show, which I did on Broadway. Then there's the still in therapy. And in the wintertime, there's My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays, which tours very successfully around the country. Been doing so for a few years. But everybody wants the show because it's so funny. All of them are funny, that I can't do them all myself. So I'm actually, the company is growing. I've got a total of 4 other comics who do my work, and it opens in October in South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to kind of pick someone else to do your work somewhere else?
Yeah, it was impossible. I had to really bite my tongue and let them do what they do best, because I couldn't have them mimic me exactly. Most people can't do the range of voices that I can. So I found some wonderfully talented people, and I'm still interviewing.
Are there any plans to kind of turn this into a film project? I mean, because it just sounds so much like something that would lend itself to film.
Yeah, we chatted about it, but the problem is you got to stop your touring. The touring is scheduled into 2012, and no, it's 2013. And if I stop the touring, there's a fortune of money involved and a lot of people who don't work. So I would rather just do what we're doing, and it's very successful. You know, I think it was BroadwaySomebody.com or Broadway World called this one of the longest-running one-man comedy shows in history. It now definitely is, because we've played the original show over 1,900 times, and it's just, we have 500 performances this year alone. So, in our little way, it's just, and the people love it, and that's the whole thing. You know, they walk out, they go, that was my doctor, that was my uncle, that happened to me today. Oh my God, that's exactly where my mother was. And that's just why it works, and I'm real happy with that.
How do you think growing up in Brooklyn and in Sheepshead Bay has made you different from some of the other comics out there?
First of all, I heard all the accents. I remember Sheepshead Bay was in the 60s, was a blend of a zillion different voices. So I lived with those accents. That was the important thing. And that was my biggest influence, the voices and the characters. And, you know, just to be in the company of somebody like George Carlin, who I worked with twice, it's an honor. It's an astounding thing to be in the presence of an icon like that.
Okay, if someone was, you know, strolling by the Midtown Theater and they saw, like, you know, kind of like the marquee or a poster or something like that that says, you know, Steve Solomon's one-man show, and they're like, oh, this looks interesting, but they were kind of on the fence, and they didn't know if they should see it or not. How would you sell it to them?
Well, first of all, Steve Solomon doesn't sell. My name doesn't mean anything. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm still in therapy. That's what sells. And indeed, the title alone brings you in. But, I mean, I've always said the same thing. If you want an evening of pure hysterical laughter and walk out realizing what it's like to have dinner at the family and come home with a headache and a heartburn, then you got to come to my show.